The movie The Karate Kid opens in U.S. theaters tomorrow. The original Karate Kid came out in 1984. It was the first of a trilogy of films about a white middle-class teenager on a journey of self-discovery through karate. In the original, the teenager, played by Ralph Macchio, moved from New Jersey to Southern California. Fast forward to the 2010 version of The Karate Kid. Now it's an African-American boy, played by Jaden Smith, moving from Detroit to Beijing. And his journey of self-discovery involves kung fu, thanks to a martial arts expert, played by action superstar Jackie Chan.
Empty your mind. Flow with my movement. Connect to the energy around you.
I kind of just want to learn the cobra thing.
Cobra takes a lifetime.
But there's another level to this new movie. It highlights China's role as an essential American partner and rival, both culturally and economically. Matthew Polly is the author of the bestseller American Shaolin, and he screened the movie for us. Matthew, on the surface, it's the old Charles Atlas story. You know, boy gets sand kicked in his face, boy learns to fight back, boy triumphs. But it's not just a boy. He's an African-American kid who's ended up in China because his mom's Detroit auto factory job got outsourced to Beijing. And that's not such a subtle statement about the U.S. economy, is it?
No, I think that's the most fascinating thing about the movie. Instead of the first one was set in L.A. with the Okinawan or Japanese soldier who was teaching the boy. And here we have the entire family from Detroit moving to Beijing and starting a life all over. So the sense of ascendancy of China is very prevalent in this movie.
It also seems to be a message about Detroit's main product, automobiles, and how China has taken to automobiles as well.
Oh, without question. The idea that this family has to move to Beijing in order to get work is probably the most powerful message of the whole movie, which is the funny thing because in the 1980s, when the first Karate Kid was made, Japan was the one taking over the automobile industry. And now, 25 years later, we're looking at China's ascendancy in automobiles and everything else of manufacturing. And so, in a way, this movie tracks what it is we fear about Asia as Americans and who we think of as our rivals. But the more subtle point, I think, is that cultural argument that there's something profound. And I studied Kung Fu in China for 2 years at the Shaolin Temple. So I do find Chinese culture myself profound. But I did think that the message was that China is the way to go.
So we should say, Matt, that this Karate Kid takes place in China. It's all about kung fu, not karate. Is that a blatant cultural faux pas on the part of the film producers?
I do think it's funny. It should be called The Kung Fu Kid. It's amusing that they've taken karate, which is a Japanese art form, and just switched it over to kung fu in China.
And they make it clear in the movie that karate is a minor art form.
They do, actually. There's a one line Jackie Chan has where he says, "It's China. Everyone knows kung fu," which is one of the best lines in the movie. But yeah, in a way, Japan is not to be concerned about. So there's a very kind of subtle shift towards China is the main source of culture and power in East Asia.
Well, I was wondering precisely. I mean, the kid at first uses his rudiments of karate to fight a bully, but he's quickly made aware that he'll need to know kung fu to be able to really survive. Is that a message to Americans?
I do think that that's kind of subtle because the whole movie, in a way, felt like a kind of tourism board. They fight on the Great Wall. There's shots of the Forbidden City, all the Beijing Olympic, you know, centers were shown. So in many ways, it was kind of an advertisement for how wonderful China is. And I do think there was a kind of subtle message, which was that in a way, kung fu is what you need to learn in order to get by in this new world, which China will be a major player in.
How much has kung fu gone beyond, you think, the cultish reputation it had when it was a TV show with David Carradine?
I think it's been packaged as part of the greater China. So kung fu not only is kind of a cultish thing as with David Carradine, but it's also a sense of this entire Chinese culture. It's medicine, it's history, it's philosophy, Buddhism. And I think that's part of what's being kind of packaged and sold is this kind of cultural power. America has always had not only military power, but it's cultural force. And I think China wants to rival that as well. They just don't want to be the bankers to the world. They actually want to be cultural leaders.
I'm wondering if this movie is also kind of a cautionary tale because of the way the American triumphs in the end. I mean, we're kind of warned all through the film that China's the power. You've got to deal with us now. But the ending kind of turns it around.
It does switch it a little bit. And I think the racial politics are fascinating. You have this Chinese Jackie Chan, a Chinese guy, teaching a young African-American how to beat mainland Chinese at their own game, which is Kung Fu. And so in many ways, there's a twisty-turny to the whole kind of racial politics. But I do think part of the message in the end is that if you learn the Chinese way well enough, that's the way you can succeed in the world.
Matthew Polly, the author of American Shaolin, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.